There are approximately 6,000 homeless men, women, and children in the Philadelphia area. Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission strives to feed, clothe, and shelter every member of the homeless community that steps through our doors. At Sunday Breakfast, we serve 3 healthy meals a day on every day of the year. An average of 600 meals are served daily. With your help, Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission will continue to ensure that no one goes hungry in Philadelphia. You can help by hosting a food drive, donating, or volunteering today. It only costs $1.95 to feed one person. Please help Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission feed the homeless today. To make your gift or learn more, visit sundaybreakfast.org or text the word THANKS to 41444. That's text THANKS to 41444. Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission. Provide a meal. Give hope. Change a life.
Homeworks Premium Thrift is a shopping experience unlike any other. Browse our 12,000 square foot store for gently used selection of clothing, shoes, books, kitchenware, home decor, furniture, appliances, and more. We offer free pickup of large loads and large items such as furniture and appliances. We are located in Douglasville on Route 422, and we are open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 6, Saturday, 9:30 to 4:30, and closed on Sunday. Visit us at homeworkspremiumthrift.org. Like us on Facebook. We hope you'll stop in and check us out. You'll be glad you did. We help you help others.
Your furry family members matter, too.
Hi, we're Gordon and Sue Kriebel, owners of Perk Valley Pet Eatery, a family-owned business located on Main Street in the Trap Shopping Center. It's a family experience at Perk Valley Pet Eatery, one you won't get at chain and grocery stores. You'll find a distinct difference at Perk Valley Pet Eatery, a difference in quality and in our natural approach to your pet's care. You may not be aware of better options for your pets. So come in and discuss your pet's nutritional needs and health. Our knowledgeable hands-on staff will be happy to help you learn what's best. We've been your leaders in pioneering pet nutrition and part of our community since 2003. Come out and support our local family-owned business. We'd love to meet you and your pets.
You're the God of this.
Hope Rescue Mission is a sponsor of Your Family Matters. For 121 years, Hope Rescue Mission, located at 645 North 6th Street in Reading, has provided a daily safe haven while ministering to the spiritual, physical, and emotional needs of the homeless in Berks County. We share the hope that can only be found in Christ, transforming the lives of those in need. Our programs feed, house, clothe, and guide men so that they experience a better quality of life. Over 10,000 square feet of thrift stores are located directly behind the mission, which is open on Mondays through Fridays from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. We invite you to stop by and shop our large selection of gently used furniture, clothing, and homeless items as you support Hope. We're pleased to accept your donations of any of these items. Contact us at 610-375-4224 to arrange for a pickup at your home or business. Since the costs needed to operate and care for these men continues to grow, your support and continuing partnerships are so greatly appreciated. We receive no outside or government funding as we strive, with the Lord's guidance and direction, to restore those who seek our help to lead upright and productive lives. Please keep Hope Rescue Mission in your thoughts and prayers as we serve those in need. Again, thank you, Hope Rescue Mission, for being a sponsor of Your Family Matters.
When you're in the Lehigh Valley, you're welcome to worship with us at Calvary Baptist Church, 5300 Green Pond Road in Easton, Pennsylvania. Our worship services are each Sunday at 8:45 and 10:20. We seek to be a church that practices the ABCs of the Christian faith. A, we try to appeal to all ages of people. B, be Bible-based in our preaching and teaching ministry. And C, be Christ-centered in all our ministries. God bless you and have a great day.
That was Pastor Larry Bird. Check out his website at calvarybaptistpa.org.
This is At Home with Bella, encouraging parents, educating their children at home.
Hi, Mom and Dad. Have you been considering a lifestyle change this coming school year? Have you wished for a more relaxed pace of doing things at home? Or have you decided to enjoy the growing years of your children's lives? Or maybe as the summer is coming to an end, you wish you could continue this time of togetherness through the school year? If so, dear parents, I would strongly encourage you to look into the option of homeschooling. Homeschooling gives you the flexibility to tailor-make the schedule and the syllabus for your child. You can fit more in a day when you take away the morning prep and commute time to school. Yes, homeschooling gives you more value for your time.
Bella is an educator who has been home educating her children for 20-plus years through Gamaliel School. She lives in the Philadelphia area. For more on At Home with Bella, or for homeschooling help, contact Bella at bellavictor.com.
And smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped, so you could hold me. This child away, strong in the faith. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to. 'Cause I can't let a day go, can't let a day go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And
good morning. This is Carla Dedessi with Your Family Matters right here at 1180 WFYL. Thank you for joining us this Friday morning. Put your coffee down. You're not going to need it this morning. This show is going to act as a double shot of espresso. In lieu of the Planned Parenthood undercover videos, which have surfaced concerning the selling of babies' body parts as human capital, I really felt that we needed to address these videos and the birth of Planned Parenthood and their mission and their philosophy. If you haven't viewed the videos which the Center of Medical Progress has put out in the last 6 weeks, I encourage you to go to centerformedicalprogress.org and take a look at the 6 videos, which do expose Planned Parenthood being in the business of selling babies' parts. Of course, they call them specimens, or product of conception, or even intact fetal cadavers. But do not be duped. They are indeed babies' arms, legs, lungs, kidneys that are being given to the highest bidder. Videos are pretty heartless. People are usually chatting over lunch as they're munching on salad, drinking their water, and talking about price of the specimens. There's even one video that shows the women in the Planned Parenthood lab taking babies out of the freezer, babies who are at 17 to 20 weeks, some even 22, at the gestational period, and they are taking them out of the freezer and laying them on the table and starting to dig through with tweezers and look through the pieces of the baby, whether it be the lungs or the intestines. Very disheartening, very grieving. So we're going to begin today with looking at the biography of the activist and the social reformer, as she might be called by some. Her name is Margaret Sanger, and she is the founder of Planned Parenthood. She has been credited with that. Stay with us for the whole entire show because at the bottom of the hour, Dr. Alveda King, who is the niece of Martin Luther King Jr., she is also a pro-life champion, is going to be joining us and talking about her role that she is playing. So let's begin with a quote from Margaret Sanger. She wrote a book called The Pivot of Civilization. Here's just one quote that she says. On blacks, immigrants, and indigents, they're human weeds, reckless breeders, spawning, human beings who never should have been born. That's a quote from Margaret Sanger in her book, Pivot of Civilization. in which he's referring to immigrants and to poor people. Margaret Sanger was born Margaret Higgins on September 14, 1879, in Corning, New York. 1879, we have been fighting this battle, pro-life listeners. She was one of 11 children born into a Roman Catholic, working-class Irish-American family. She lived in an Irish-American neighborhood. Her mom, Anne, had several miscarriages. Margaret believed that all these pregnancies took a toll on her mother's health and contributed to her early death at the age of 40. The family lived in poverty as her father was an atheist. He drank a lot, was an alcoholic, and instead of working and providing for his family, he did a lot of sitting around and talking and drinking about politics, talking about politics, rather than earning a steady wage. And of course, living in this Irish Catholic area where they grew up in Corning, New York, Margaret felt that the people who lived there, the Catholics, that they, of Christian values and belief, that they did not treat her father well, who had atheistic beliefs. So, seeking a better life, Sanger, at the time her name was still Higgins, decided to go to nursing school. And she did indeed become a nurse. In 1902, she married William Sanger, who was an architect, and they had three children together. In 1910, the Sangers, now she's Margaret Sanger, moved to New York City, and they settled in Manhattan in Greenwich Village, and the area was very bohemian. It still tends to be that way, and it was very much known for its radical politics at the time. The couple, the Sangers, became very immersed in this world, and they were socializing with people like anarchist Emma Goldman and others. And this is where Sanger joined the Women's Committee of the New York Socialist Party and the Liberal Club. She was also a supporter of the Industrial Workers of the World Union, and she participated in a number of strikes. It was at this time that she began having affairs on her husband, even though she had her children and she was married. And she was having her first affair was with the German doctor who was helping to develop the IUD at the time. Now, Sanger at this point is beginning to start in 1912 her campaign to educate women about sex. And she's beginning to write newspaper columns called What Every Girl Should Know. And this is actually outlawed in the United States because at this time we weren't allowed to be giving books away or publishing books that had birth control methodology in them. That's just where we were at the time. In 1914, she started a feminist publication called The Women Rebel, which promoted a women's right to have birth control. The monthly magazine landed her in a lot of trouble. It was illegal to send out information, as I just said. And she actually had to flee the United States and go to England. While there, she worked in the women's movement, researched other forms of birth control, including diaphragms, which she later smuggled back into the U.S. She and her husband divorced at this time, and she began really embracing these ideas of free love with whomever, wherever, whatever, just whatever makes her happy. It was really vital. She had affairs with many people, including H.G. Wells, the famous writer. Sanger returned to the U.S. in 1915 after the charges had been dropped, and she began touring and speaking to women's groups to promote her birth control. And she actually was the woman who coined that term, birth control. And in 1916, she opened the very first birth control clinic in the U.S. In 1921, she established the American Birth Control League, ABCL. This was the precursor, what we know today as Planned Parenthood Federation of America, which is the largest abortion provider in the world. Did you know that? The Planned Parenthood, right here in the United States, is the largest abortion provider in the world, even does more abortions than China, where they are only allowed to have one child per family. And we think that there's such an epidemic of abortion in China, which there is. But America is right there with them, and in fact, exceeding those statistics. She served as the president of the ABC League, American Birth Control League, until 1928. Then she began writing books. One of the books I quoted from, The Pivot of Civilization. Let me read you some other quotes from this book that she wrote, because you really need to understand her thoughts, you need to understand her mission, you need to understand her ideology, why she wanted, it was so important to her to push birth control, why it's so important for her to push abortion. In Pivot of Civilization, Sanger penned these thoughts regarding immigrants, the poor, blacks, and even the error of philanthropy. She did not want those of us who were giving charity to people who needed it. She thought that we were actually making the program, the problem worse by enabling more and more poor people. She wanted to see poor people just annihilated. So this is what she says. Organized charity itself is the symptom of a malignant social disease. Instead of decreasing and aiming to eliminate the stocks of people that are most detrimental to the future of the race and the world, it tends to render them to a menacing degree dominant. So we're starting to hear a little bit of her eugenics coming out. And if you know what eugenics is, it is the belief that we can have a superior nation. It's the value of eliminating people like minorities, the sick and the disabled. She believed that she could have a perfect society through sterilization and segregation. Again, this is Sanger's, Margaret Sanger. She is the founder of Planned Parenthood. These are her ideologies of racial and social hygiene. It's bleeding all through her writings that she wants an ideal human race. Her other book that she wrote, A Plan for Peace. And I encourage you to go online, go to the library. You can get these books. They're still out there. Read them for yourself and identify what kind of woman Margaret Sanger is, the woman that so many women hold in such high esteem, and they think that she is such a great thing for women. She really, you know, brings us freedoms and liberty and respect. So in her book, A Plan for Peace, Sanger continues to describe her belief in the value of eugenics, and she says this: our failure to segregate morons who are increasing and multiplying demonstrates our foolhardy and extravagant sentimentalism. She's talking about philanthropists. Philanthropists are encouraging the healthier and more normal sections of the world to shoulder the burden of the unthinking and indiscriminate morons of others, which brings with it, as I think the reader must agree, a dead weight of human waste. So Margaret Sanger believes that the poor in our society at this time, back in the 1920s, 1930s, 1940s, she died in 1966, and I believe that she held to this ideology and still was working for a pure bred, a pure race. She believes that the poor, immigrants, people who are not perfect, perhaps people with Down syndrome, deaf, blind, people with mental disabilities, were dead weight. She actually calls them human waste. Really interesting, because when you think about Planned Parenthood today, I feel like they, the terms that they use with unborn babies, things like product of conception, things like specimens, basically they are calling these babies human waste. So you need to understand that Sanger's ideology for Planned Parenthood was cemented in eugenics. Okay, this is the belief and the practice that aims to eliminate certain groups of people. Sounds a little Hitler-like to me. Sounds a little Nazi-like to me. Actually, the Nazis extinguished 6 million Jews. We are aborting 4,000 babies a day. And since 1973 with Roe versus Wade, we're at 57 million and counting. So for those of us who believe that the Nazis were uncivilized and barbaric and gruesome and heartless, I ask you, what does that say about our society and civilization here in the United States of America? If we were to compare the victims, the voiceless victims that we have snuffed out their lives and aborted just because we've chosen to, actually, there's a price tag on every one of their little heads. I would argue that we are way more diabolical than Hitler and his Nazi regime back in the 1940s. So I would like to read a few more of Margaret Sanger's quotes. She's the founder of Planned Parenthood, if you're just joining us now. I do encourage you to go and read some of the books that she wrote, Pivot of Civilization, Plan for Peace. She wrote articles all the time in the Birth Control Review. She was the editor for that for many years. You can pull all of these resources up at the library. So in her own words, this is Margaret Sanger. She was not embarrassed to say these things. Margaret Sanger quotes this in an article that she wrote for Women in the New Race. This is a eugenics publication that was out in 1923, Women and the New Race. I quote Margaret Sanger, "The most merciful thing that a large family does to one of its infant members is to kill it." Let's talk about what she wrote in the Birth Control Review in the late 1920s. "The purpose in promoting birth control is to create a race of thoroughbreds." Let's talk about her thoughts on the rights of the handicapped and the mentally ill and racial minorities, which she writes about in May 1920 in the Birth Control Review. "More children from the fit, less from the unfit. That is the chief aim of birth control." Does this sound like a woman? I can't wait for my children to introduce my three little girls to Margaret Sanger and what they absolutely should not be. Women should be at the forefront protecting life. We should be leading the charge of protecting life. I know many listeners might be at that forefront, at those battle lines, protecting the life of dogs and cats. I applaud you. That's awesome. But where are the women who are protecting babies? Let's talk again about her views on the extermination of blacks. She actually says, in A Women's Body, Women's Right, A Social History of Birth Control in America. Actually, this is the book that was written by Linda Gordon, and she's taking many of Margaret Sanger's quotes. This is what one of her quotes says when Margaret was speaking to one of her eugenics meetings. "We do not want word to go out that what we want to do is exterminate the Negro population," she said. "If it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members, we will be in trouble." I love her view on adultery. "A woman's physical satisfaction is always more important than any marriage vow." This is what she wrote in Birth Control in America. And I love this last quote that I'm going to leave you with by Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood. "The marriage bed is the most degenerating influence in the social order," which is absolutely opposite to the Christian biblical view of the marriage bed, where we read in Hebrews 13:4, that marriage is honorable in all things and the bed is undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. Sorry to use the word whoremongers. Sorry to use the word adulterers. I know they're not politically correct. Maybe I should come up with a new politically correct word, like Planned Parenthood does with their calling unborn babies specimens and products of conception. I'll definitely work on that, and I'll get back with a PC word for you for whoremongers and adulterers next week. So tune in next week, and I'll have a great PC couple of words for you there. So do you understand that Margaret Sanger, who's the founder of Planned Parenthood, is a woman who believed in eugenics? She was not a friend to women. She was not a friend to marriage. She was not a friend to families. She was not a friend to the unborn. She did not elevate women, as far as I'm concerned. Let's move on to Planned Parenthood and talk about current-day Planned Parenthood, because obviously Planned Parenthood leaders will now say, oh, we know that she was our founder, but we want to distance ourselves from her. We really don't believe in eugenics. We don't believe in annihilating any certain race. Interesting enough, I'm not sure they believe in anything except for making a ton of money from aborting unborn children, and now, as we see, selling those body parts in the videos that the Center for Medical Progress put out recently. You can find them on YouTube. I encourage you to go and read them. So let's talk about Sanger and Planned Parenthood. Recalling that she did things like at a birth control gathering in New York City, they're talking about the black and yellow, that's blacks and Chinese peril, and that they need to do away with. Sanger started the American Birth Control League, which now is the Planned Parenthood that we know today. She had Nazi euthanists in her and eugenics people that were in her group, and now we're going to move forward to Planned Parenthood today. Let me give you a quote from Planned Parenthood. Faye Waddleton, the president of Planned Parenthood, back in the early 90s, said this: we're not going to be an organization promoting celibacy or chastity. Well, there's no surprise there. Here's another quote. If your parents are stupid enough to deny you access to birth control and you're under 18, you can get it on your own. Call Planned Parenthood. This was an advertisement running in Dallas. Here's another. There are only two basic kinds of sex. Actually, that's a quote that I don't even want to share with you because I don't believe that it's appropriate to even read it on the air. So sorry about that. That's one that I actually crossed out that I did not want to share with you. Here's one that I have to share with you. Again, thinking about Planned Parenthood feeding us all the lie that they're so pro-women and that they want to elevate women's status and that they are making women equal to men. Here's a quote that was said in Boston Women's Health Collective. Look this up. The new Our Bodies, Ourselves. That's the title of this article. The writer states, the question of whether or not to sell ourselves to men is a false one. The real question is how to sell ourselves in a way that is least destructive to ourselves and our sisters. Prostitutes don't need our condescension. What they need is our alliance, and we need theirs. I'm teaching my little girls and everyone whom will listen that, you know, prostitution is really something that is very degrading to women. It usually comes with a lot of drugs and alcohol, a lot of violence, and I would like women to fight as hard as we can against prostitution and not link arms to allow them to do it in a better way or in some way that they can make even more money. I rather see women going to nursing school or law school or becoming teachers or mommies. Choose any of the above. But I really don't think that every mother is like, yay, I'd like my daughter to be a prostitute. Here's another. At Planned Parenthood, you can also get birth control without the consent or knowledge of your parents. So if you are 14, 15, or 16 and you come to Planned Parenthood, we won't tell your parents you've been there. We swear we won't tell your parents. That's a quote from a Planned Parenthood employee that was lecturing at Romana High School in California. Let's talk a little bit about Planned Parenthood, and because they say that they do not just offer abortions, they also counsel in adoption, that they are big adoption advocates. Now, I know that when I think of Planned Parenthood, that is one of the first things that I think of, is that they are a great place to go if you would like to give your child up for adoption. I'm being very facetious. Here's a quote. Actually, this is undercover. This is research that was done. Look this up. It was in New Vision Press. Author's Robert Russ, called Aborting Planned Parenthood. Of 6,000 clinics visited, the records examined in Texas at the Planned Parenthood clinics, out of 6,000 visits, only three referred for adoption. Only three referred for adoption. Something else that's really interesting is that Planned Parenthood has a very unhealthy concept of pregnancy. Many of their doctors actually view pregnancy as a disease, as a condition, an abnormal condition. Many of the doctors that work at Planned Parenthood will speak about this. They refer to human pregnancy as a moderately extended chronic disease, a chronic condition, and they define it as an illness. And I guess if you're treating pregnancy as an illness, I guess it's easier to evacuate the problem that lies inside of you. And perhaps that's why they even once upon a time called things blobs of tissues. We definitely do not want to call that a baby inside of the mom. We definitely do not want to give it gender terms like he or she. Remember, we want to be politically correct. Use those product of conception proper PC words. Let's talk about Sanger's other book that she wrote, Plan for Peace, which is a handbook for Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood says this. Again, we're talking about dead weight of human waste that they want to do away with. And they aim to eliminate all certain groups of people who are what they deem below the standard and they deem are less than perfect. So there are a lot of issues and problems that I see with Margaret Sanger, who is the founder of Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood's ideology is steeped in eugenics. It's steeped in free sex. It's steeped in aborting babies. And now we've discovered through these videos that have been that have come out that they are also in the business of selling babies. Human capital makes a lot of money. In one of the videos, one of the doctors was even, you can see her, she turns to her colleague and says, I'd like $75 for an arm or a leg because I'd really like to buy a Lamborghini. I'm telling you, they're very disheartening, very disgusting, really shows the greed side of Planned Parenthood, and it's frightening that our society thinks that this is normal and that we're not all up in arms about this. And, you know, Dr. Alveda King is going to be joining us any minute now. I can't wait for you to meet her. I can't wait for her to share her opinion of everything that's been happening, well, since 1973, but also in the last 6 weeks with all of these videos that are surfacing. But, you know, we have to consider that the abolishment of slavery came about because it was Christians who were not just staying home and praying, although that's very vital and important. But Christianity is not just about prayer. It's about action. We are people of action. Prayer and action are coupled together when we call ourselves Christians. So thank goodness we had people like William Wilberforce. We had people like John Newton, who wrote Amazing Grace and used to be a slave trader. We had people like George Whitefield, the very famous preacher. And we had the Wesleyan brothers, who were very instrumental in the late 1700s, early 1800s, in bringing slave trade down in England and also helping abolish slavery and the slave trade right here in America. So I want to urge, if we did not have those Christians fighting the battle and standing up and saying that it's wrong that every person made by God, as we believe, has the right to life and to live their own life and to be treated with respect, we might still have slavery today if Christians did not stand up and wage that war. So I encourage you as Christians, thank you for your prayers, but we need you to act as well. Thank you for your votes, but we need you to act as well. We need you to talk in a loving and intelligent way about abortion and what it really is and from where it has come, from Margaret Sanger's background, and Planned Parenthood, what their real mission is, which now I truly believe, if we were honest, their mission would just be, say, to be a big multi-billion with a B dollar business. You know, I really don't think that, honestly, they're in the business of eugenics anymore. I really truly believe that they are just in the business of making as much money as possible. And if you watch those chilling videos, you will identify that they are just trying to increase their revenue. While we're waiting for Dr. King, let's talk about how you can get involved. There are so many organizations out there, but let's talk about locally, just right in your backyard. So easy to get involved with your local crisis pregnancy center. Invite them out to your women's Bible study, to your book club, to your church, to meet with your pastor and talk about how you can get involved locally. Is it having a fundraiser? Is it raising money? Is it just educating yourself so that when you're with your girlfriend from college, high school, your friends at work, you can speak up very intelligently that at 3 weeks, an unborn child has a beating heart. So we're stopping something. Something's alive. I don't care what you want to call it. But you're aborting and you're stopping the heartbeat of something. 3 weeks, the baby has a heartbeat. 12 weeks, the baby starts having their own set of fingerprints. Because another big argument for the abortionist is that these babies are not their own unique entities. Yes, they are. They have their own blood type. They have their own fingerprints. They have their own little heartbeat. They are their own person. They have their own DNA. So when Dr. Alveda King calls in, we're going to ask her what we can do, how we can get involved with her ministries. She is very instrumental in speaking all over the country and even internationally about pro-life issues. She has had 2 abortions previously herself. So what a wonderful person to be able to listen to, because she's been there, she's done that, and she realizes that she listened and believed a lie. All right. We are going to try and give her a call, actually, and see if we can get her on the line. I'm just going to shoot this, her phone number, over to my producer, and he's going to give her a call, and we are going to have her on the phone in a couple of minutes for all of you. Dr. Alveda King is going to be joining us in just a few minutes. and share with us how we can get involved with the pro-life movement. Let me share a little bit about Dr. Alveda King. She currently serves as a pastor, associate, and director of African American Outreach for Priests of Life, also Gospel Ministries. She's a voice for the Silent No More Awareness campaign, and she shares her testimony about the two abortions that she has had, God's forgiveness and God's healing. She's the daughter of the late civil rights activist, Reverend A.D. King, that you know, and his wife, Naomi Barber King. She also grew up under the leadership and the tutelage of her uncle during the civil rights movement, her uncle we all know, Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Her family home was in Birmingham, Alabama at the time. It was indeed bombed. Her father's church and office were also bombed in Louisville, Kentucky. Alveda was jailed during the open housing movement. She sees the pro-life movement as a continuation of the civil rights struggle. I really cannot wait to talk to her about that. Did you know that she also served in Georgia at the State House of Representatives? She was a recipient of the Life Prize Award. So she has truly been battling this boldly and in a loving way for over 25 years. She has 6 children that God's blessed her with, and she even has some grandchildren. I'm going to read a quote from her blog. And again, I encourage you to go on to her blog, Dr. Alveda King, Alveda King's blog. And this is what she most recently says about the videos that were recently put out and produced by the about Planned Parenthood and everything that they're showing. She says this, that these defenseless preborn babies are being sold and chopped up to the highest bidder, end quote. That's a quote from Dr. Alveda King. So I encourage you to take a look at her blog and check her out. So while we're waiting for her to join us, I'm actually going to continue talking about what I believe our comparison is with the abolition movement and the abortion movement. Just finished reading Amazing Grace by Eric Metaxas. This is the biography of William Wilberforce and his heroic campaign to end slavery. So you have to recall that in the late 1700s, William Wilberforce was up against what was considered a Christian nation at the time, England. People went to church who owned slaves, and not just owned slaves, they treated them very poorly, they broke up families. William Wilberforce would bring to Parliament sessions with him, he would bring slaves that were very clearly beaten and not respected and were used as cattle. They were not viewed upon as human beings, kind of like Planned Parenthood does not think that unborn children are human beings. And he would bring these men that had their scars from the slavery movement, whether it was facial disfiguration because they were punched in the face so many times, or their backs were lashed so many times that they had just disgusting and grotesque scarring on their backs. And the nation at the time was so callous and so steeped in this wrong belief system that because you were black, you were subhuman, and you did not deserve the life of freedom that a white man had, that it took William Wilberforce 20 years and all of his friends daily, tirelessly, prayerfully, abolishing slave trade and ultimately slavery itself. So do not get tired and do not get discouraged. Those of us who are in the pro-life movement, we are not going to change society's ingrained belief system that has been taught to them actually since the 1920s with Margaret Sanger, who's the founder of Planned Parenthood. We have been taught very insidiously that pregnancy is a disease from Planned Parenthood's mantra, that it is just a fetus, it is just a blob of tissue that is growing inside of us. And after our society hears this and hears this and hears this, we do believe that this life inside of us does not have the right to life. That this life inside of us, we can do whatever we want to, including abort it, giving $500 to Planned Parenthood, and then we can sell our baby's body parts, which puts an additional $300 in our pockets. So for $800, Planned Parenthood is selling baby body parts. It's not even $8,000 or $10,000. It's $800 that they're doing this. And I have a question for you that I'd like to ask. I wonder, how do you think the public would react if Planned Parenthood were selling dog arms and dog legs, dogs' hearts and lungs for research versus babies? What if Planned Parenthood was on video selling dogs' legs for $75 a piece? What if they brought you into their lab and opened up their freezer and took out a 22-week gestational dog, little dog, it looks like a dog, and started cutting it open and going through it with tweezers and saying, oh, here's the intestines, yes, and here's the lung. How much would you pay for that? I wonder what society, what would they be doing? Would they be picketing Planned Parenthood? Would they be starting Facebook pages to save the dogs? Sadly, I think that we know the answer to that. Because Cecil the Lion was accidentally shot while the Planned Parenthood videos were being exposed. And indeed, we did see that there was a huge uprising. People were so sad that Cecil the Lion was shot. But where are the people that want to stand up and say that it's horrific and really, really sad that mothers and fathers and women and grandmothers are encouraging abortions? Abortions of their own, children, of their relatives. Are we standing up with that? It was Albert Einstein that said, the world is a dangerous place to live, but not because of the people who are evil, but because of the people who don't do anything about the evil. And I agree with Albert Einstein. And I would like to see more Christians, people of Judeo-Christian faith, standing up to protect life. Because if not us, then who? I'd like to ask you, if we are not going to stand up and say that every child, no matter how small, has the right to life, then who else is going to do it? So again, let's just circle back around. I apologize. Dr. Alveda King must have had an emergency. We will try and get her on next week for you. So you could hold me. This child awaits, strong in the faith. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to. Cause I can't let a day go, can't let a day go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And
approximately 6,000 homeless men, women, and children in the Philadelphia area. Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission strives to feed, clothe, and shelter every member of the homeless community that steps through our doors. At Sunday Breakfast, we serve 3 healthy meals a day on every day of the year. An average of 600 meals are served daily. With your help, Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission will continue to ensure that no one goes hungry in Philadelphia. You can help by hosting a food drive, donating, or volunteering today. It only costs $1.95 to feed one person. Please help Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission feed the homeless today. To make your gift or learn more, visit sundaybreakfast.org or text the word THANKS to 41444. That's text THANKS to 41444. Sunday Breakfast Rescue Mission. Provide a meal. Give hope. Change a life.
Homeworks Premium Thrift is a shopping experience unlike any other. Browse our 12,000 square foot store for gently used selection of clothing, shoes, books, kitchenware, home decor, furniture, appliances, and more. We offer free pickup of large loads and large items such as furniture and appliances. We are located in Douglasville on Route 422, and we are open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 6, Saturday, 9:30 to 4:30, and closed on Sunday. Visit us at homeworkspremiumthrift.org. Like us on Facebook. We hope you'll stop in and check us out. You'll be glad you did. We help you help others.
Your furry family members matter, too.
Hi, we're Gordon and Sue Kriebel, owners of Perk Valley Pet Eatery, a family-owned business located on Main Street in the Trap Shopping Center. It's a family experience at Perk Valley Pet Eatery, one you won't get at chain and grocery stores. You'll find a distinct difference at Perk Valley Pet Eatery, a difference in quality and in our natural approach to your pet's care. You may not be aware of better options for your pets. So come in and discuss your pet's nutritional needs and health. Our knowledgeable hands-on staff will be happy to help you learn what's best. We've been your leaders in pioneering pet nutrition and part of our community since 2003. Come out and support our local family-owned business. We'd love to meet you and your pets.
You're the God of this.
Hope Rescue Mission is a sponsor of Your Family Matters. For 121 years, Hope Rescue Mission, located at 645 North 6th Street in Reading, has provided a daily safe haven while ministering to the spiritual, physical, and emotional needs of the homeless in Berks County. We share the hope that can only be found in Christ, transforming the lives of those in need. Our programs feed, house, clothe, and guide men so that they experience a better quality of life. Over 10,000 square feet of thrift stores are located directly behind the mission, which is open on Mondays through Fridays from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. We invite you to stop by and shop our large selection of gently used furniture, clothing, and homeless items as you support Hope. We're pleased to accept your donations of any of these items. Contact us at 610-375-4224 to arrange for a pickup at your home or business. Since the cost needed to operate and care for these men continues to grow, your support and continuing partnerships are so greatly appreciated. We receive no outside or government funding as we strive with the Lord's guidance and direction to restore those who seek our help to lead upright and productive lives. Please keep Hope Rescue Mission in your thoughts and prayers as we serve those in need. Again, thank you, Hope Rescue Mission, for being a sponsor of Your Family Matters.
When you're in the Lehigh Valley, you're welcome to worship with us at Calvary Baptist Church, 5300 Green Pond Road in Easton, Pennsylvania. Our worship services are each Sunday at 8:45 and 10:20. We seek to be a church that practices the ABCs of the Christian faith. A, we try to appeal to all ages of people. B, be Bible-based in our preaching and teaching ministry. And C, be Christ-centered in all our ministries. God bless you and have a great day.
That was Pastor Larry Bird. Check out his website at calvarybaptistpa.org.
This is At Home with Bella, encouraging parents, educating their children at home.
Hi, Mom and Dad. Have you been considering a lifestyle change this coming school year? Have you wished for a more relaxed pace of doing things at home? Or have you decided to enjoy the growing years of your children's lives? Or maybe as the summer is coming to an end, you wish you could continue this time of togetherness through the school year? If so, dear parents, I would strongly encourage you to look into the option of homeschooling. Homeschooling gives you the flexibility to tailor-make the schedule and the syllabus for your child. You can fit more in a day when you take away the morning prep and commute time to school. Yes.